The debate over gay marriage in Massachusetts, the confirmation of the first openly gay Episcopal bishop, and of course the television show Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, commentator Jennifer Baumgardner is a little tired of all this talk.
Gay is the new little black dress. Gay is the new .com. Gay is everywhere. Basically, this is good news. Gay visibility is a part of gay rights. When Ellen came out, my mom began watching reruns of her show on Lifetime. Nice blonde woman dates girls and she's fine became a helpful way of looking at my recent acquisition of a girlfriend, too. Thanks, Ellen. So, if I know how important it is, why am I so irked with all the gayness everywhere of late? Simple. I forgot that this kind of visibility is also read as an invitation for an entire culture of straight people, including entirely well-meaning ones, to deliver their opinions on the readiness of gay or bisexual people to have relationships. With the explosion of gay shows, queer style, and flaming TV characters, we are objectified. Something to debate, like the war in Iraq or whether Demi and Ashton are really in love. What this means is, suddenly, random people offer mandates about what the contours of my life should be. I think they should be able to have sex, but we shouldn't have to see them be affectionate, is one comment I've heard in the last few days. Gay sex is like using drugs, the political talk show host Bill Maher told Larry King the other night. It's not my taste, but people should be allowed to do it. I have some lawyers looking into codifying the fact that marriage is between a man and a woman, said our president. The sad part is that usually these people pontificating don't mean to be obnoxious or hostile. They're just sort of bewildered and irritatingly curious, as if gay people were the new exhibit at the Bronx Zoo. Besides, shows like Queer Eye for the Straight Guy do little to make gay people seem fully human. In fact, it took five fab fags to represent one whole stereotype on that show. As much as it rankles, I know how crucial it is for there to be this time when people can air the ignorant laundry that they have silently held during the era of the closet and don't ask, don't tell. All of the news makes people who wouldn't normally talk about gay people or rights talk about them. I have to believe that it leads to the next steps of gay liberation, the ones where gay people aren't a cute cultural topic or fad to exploit. So, when the random guy at the table next to mine says, I just don't think they should be allowed to adopt, my first reaction is, who does this guy think he is? Focus on your own life, Buster. And then I talk myself down. Okay, this is an awkward stage, like puberty. I apply the mantra of tolerance that people use when talking about queer people and try to love the gaffer, hate the gaff. But I still can't believe I have to listen to George Bush or Bill Maher comment on my sex life. I mean, I don't even think about theirs.
Jennifer Baumgardner lives in New York.